Tonight's star guest, Rich Bennett, Sabra's Radio. So yes, let's welcome back here on my show the lead star of Barish, which is on Z5 in the UK, and of course around the world, in fact, on Z5. None other than Asha Negi, who joins me live. Asha, how you doing?
Hi Raj, how are you doing? I'm very well.
Asha, do you know what? I'm good. I'm even better now that I'm talking to you, because it has been many years since I spoke to you last.
I know, it's so good to be back on your show.
Asha, first of all, I just want to ask you, everything is good? Everything in terms of, you know, the way that we're living at the moment with coronavirus? Family all good?
Family is well. Family is back in hometown. I'm in Mumbai. Stuck in Mumbai right now. But yes, holding up.
And how has the lockdown period been for you? Have you been good? Have you learned anything new? I mean, I know there's a lot of people cooking and doing all sorts. What have you done?
Yes, I've been cooking because no maid. I've been cleaning the house all by myself. And then I watch shows. I have been painting a little. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how the lockdown has been for me.
Oh, and are you the kind of person that is missing going back on the sets of the show, or are you the kind of person that, you know what, you want to wait a little while just to make sure that the infection rate doesn't go up anywhere?
I do miss, but you know, I really wanted to, you know, you want the things to become better and then want to go out and, you know, start shooting. Of course, everybody's missing work, everybody's missing their friends, but I think it should subside a little and then probably things would open up. And, you know, I understand the economy is getting hampered, but it's not safe.
Yeah, it's not. Okay, so Asha, do you know what? One good thing that's come out of the lockdown is that we got to see you on TV, because on ZTV, they aired the first season of Barish. And I know season two has just come out on Z5, but we got to see, because for people who have not got digital platforms and they've not got access to Z5, they got to watch it on ZTV. I mean, how did you feel about that?
I think it feels great, you know, people back there watching my show Barish, because I am myself a huge fan of both the seasons and I want more and more people to watch it. And I think it's great that, you know, we have people who watch ZTV, and I think that's how it became famous, through Pavitra Rishna.
That's right,
and
yes.
And again, it's ZTV, you know, that is making my show reach to people back there also. So I think it feels amazing.
It is a bit of a homecoming for you, isn't it? Because that's where the journey started, with Pavitra Rishta.
Exactly.
And it's so weird because during the lockdown, the 1st of June, it was, isn't it 11 years since Pavitra Rishta aired?
Yes, 11 years.
Yeah, that is wonderful. So you've had a couple of celebrations. You've had Pavitra Rishta 11 years. You've had Barish season 2. You've had Barish season 1 airing on ZTV. So it's not been too bad, has it?
No, not at all. No complaints.
Let's talk about season 2, because we know season 2 has just taken off. Tell us a bit about how the story kind of moves for anyone who's not watched season 2 yet, and what we can expect in terms of your character.
As an actor, I think season 2 was way more challenging than season 1 for me, because it has more emotional drama and, you know, of course, I kissed for the first time, which has made made news out there, with people talking about my first kissing scene. but you know, me kissing for the first time and all that has happened in season 2, and I think it was very challenging for me when it comes to acting, like performing those scenes also, and story-wise also, I think there's more drama, there's more emotional scenes, and I think if you've watched season 1, if you like season 1, I'm sure you will like season 2 as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the kissing scene that you're referring to, I mean, how did you find that? Because obviously on digital platforms, you can get away with a little bit more than traditional linear television, right?
Exactly. Yes, there is no limitation as such, and I told in one of my previous interviews also that, you know, I, as an actor, had already decided at one point that what all am I comfortable with and what all am I not comfortable with. So, you know, this was something that if the story demands, then I'm okay doing that. And I think that's what happened. They wanted to go a notch higher in season 2, and I was completely okay with that, because the scenes required that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was awkward, I was uncomfortable, but I told my director and I told Sharman that, you know, I'm going to be uncomfortable, you have to make me feel okay. Oh. So yeah, that's how it happened.
Fab. Asha, I also want to talk to you because on a Pavitra Rishta, for many, many years, it was one of those kind of long-running dramas, like, you know, how Indian soaps are. With this, obviously, it's a finite series. It's something that has got an end with Barish season one and two. How did you find working in the digital space with this?
I think when it comes to working in digital, you have, of course, there are no limitations when it comes to using a language or, you know, doing scenes like this, what I did in season two, the scenes, etc. And also, I feel that, you know, I'm very, very grateful to television, but after a point, it becomes monotonous.
Yeah.
You know, every day you're going into the same thing. And when you're doing web, when you're doing digital, then I think you give 1 or 2 months to that particular project, you go do it for a month or two, and then you are done. You're done with that project, and then you can move ahead and do something new. So I think that is more satisfying when it comes to, you know, being an actor.
That's right, yes. And obviously, in terms of characters and playing different roles, you can kind of accept it a bit more on digital platforms rather than traditional
TV.
Asha, exactly. Let's talk about your co-star. I mean, Sherman Joshi, who stars with you in season one and two. How was that experience, and how did you get along? Do you still remember your first day with him and any memorable moments with him?
I think season one, I was a little awkward, you know, him being from films and being such a fine actor, and I was nervous, and of course, I'm not somebody who would, you know, go up to someone and say, hi, I'm this, and, you know, we'd be friends and stuff. I'm not the one who can initiate that. So, but I think we bonded, you know, on the fact that we both love staying at home. We are not very social people. So I think that's how we started bonding, and then that's how we became friends in season one. And then season two, of course, we all were just so excited because it's such a lovely team. Not just Sharman, the entire team, our director, other co-actors, the crew, everybody was lovely. It was like a family, you know. We all used to have such a blast. Our director used to get gajar ka halwa from home. And yeah, you know, what a lovely time we had shooting for it.
Asha, I mean, you mentioned that Sherman Joshi is a film actor, Vigeta, but you also are a film star now as well, because you've got your film Ludo coming out very soon. So we know currently with the way things are, we don't know when there's going to be films that we'll be releasing, but how was that experience working in your first film?
I was nervous again. You know, first film, and such a big director, and those actors, Abhishek Bachchan, you know, it was like a dream come true moment for me. So yes, of course, I was again nervous and excited. But yeah, the main thing that was in my head going on at that point of time was, you know, I need to perform. Like, I don't want to get intimidated. So I was getting intimidated, but I didn't want to, and I didn't want that to hamper my performance. So yeah, that's what there was in my mind, and yeah, it went well.
It went well. I do want to ask you, because there are also rumours that the film could possibly release straight onto digital platforms. What's your take on that? I mean, do you feel a bit disheartened that it won't be hitting the big screens? I mean, if rumours are to be believed?
Genuinely, I was like, okay, because, you know, films like Gulabo Sitabo of Amitabh Bachchan is getting a digital release. I mean, who am I to complain? Who am I to feel bad about it? Of course, it was my debut as such. But, you know, it's okay. I'm an actor. I'm going to do more projects, and I am going to, I would want to act in more films. And, you know, hopefully that happens after this, after everything is back to normal. And inshallah, it will happen one day. So, yeah, it's fine. There's nothing to complain. And there's so much more to feel grateful about.
Yeah, no, I agree. Asha, are you looking at other scripts during this lockdown? Have you been talking to other producers about films and other digital projects?
Yeah, I have been in touch with a few, but I'm not really sure. It's because, you know, my mother is panicking there, because my already one project is in halt, and they wanted to, like, you know, start shooting for it now, because they've got the permission to, you know, that we can shoot from now onwards in Mumbai, Maharashtra. And my mother is panicking there because she doesn't want me to go to shoot, and she wants to call me back. So I don't know how things will be, but I really hope that, you know, once this virus subsides and things are a little better is when we start shooting. I'm really not in a hurry to go and shoot.
Asha, let's go to some of the questions from the fans that be coming in. There's one that I got here about Barish. Someone wanted to know, what was the best thing and what's the one thing that you learned from the series Barish when you were filming that?
I think I would say it was my character. Like, my character is someone gory, someone who, you know, is content and happy with the small things in life, you know, the choti-choti cheeze hoti hai na life ki, which you can be grateful about. I think she's somebody who's content in choti-choti cheezo mein. So I think that is something that I really liked about this character. I'm also somebody similar to that character. So I think that is something that I always want to be forever in my life, content and happy in whatever I have, in the smallest of things that we have in life.
A question, very interesting one here. A character from an existing show, movie or novel that you'd like to reprise. Is there any particular characters you've seen?
I've been watching a lot of shows and films these days, mm-hmm. and there are many, actually, you know. Mm-hmm. I think one of my recent interviews, I said I would like to do a film with Imtiaz Ali. So, you know, any film with Imtiaz Ali, I would say. I'm a huge fan of this film.
Atika, there's a question also. Raksha is asking, I would genuinely love to know what your mantra in life is and how have you managed to evolve so organically as an individual? Very deep question, by the way.
I know. Lovely, Raksha. As I said, keeping myself happy and content in whatever I have, I think I am somebody who is like that and who wants to be that. And again, I think I come from Dehradun, from a middle class family, from a small town. So,
Asha, I mean, I wanted to ask you about hosting as well, because there's a lot of people been asking about hosting, because you did Indian Idol Junior at the time and you did a fantabulous job in that. Tell us what or if you would take any hosting jobs up, or would you concentrate on fictions and films?
My first love will always be acting. I really I am in love with acting and I want to perform more. But yes, hosting is fun, and I think it was the team that made it so much fun back in Indian Idol Junior, and you know, Hussein again, with whom I co-hosted. And yeah, it's fun, but acting is going to be my first love always.
Oh, good. And Sanisha wants to know, if your life was a movie, what would the title of the film be?
Give me space, I'll give you love. In one of the recent interviews, I think I again took time thinking about it. But yeah, I think this is, I'm somebody who needs space in life. So yeah.
Okay, so give me space and I'll give you love. Is that it, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, I like it. Okay, good. Asha, I just want to say thank you so much. It's been lovely to finally catch up with you after such a long time. So what's your immediate plans are going to be? I mean, after the lockdown's been lifted, what are you going to be doing? I'm sure you're going to go and see the family first, because I'm sure everyone is missing the family.
Them so much. Yes, mm-hmm. of course, I'm going to go and see my family. And also, I miss my favorite food and my favorite restaurant. So I think that's something that I'm really dying to do, going and eating outside.
Oh, thank you. Asha, I just want to say it's been lovely having you. Have you got a final message for all the fans that are listening at the moment worldwide?
Just lots of love to all of you. And, you know, thank you for always loving me, supporting me, and especially the ones who love me without any conditions, you know, implying any conditions. And who just love me as I am. So, yeah, thank you, and thank you for everything.
Asha, before you go, my love for you is unconditional. Tikana? Thank you, Asha.
I love you too.
Love you too. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best, and I'll catch you soon. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I think that's the amazing Asha Negi. Now, if you missed that interview, you can listen back to it at summershow.com and on the mobile app. Really good talking to you, Asha, after such a long time. On the way for you next, lots more hits after this.
Use Alexa to control your Sabres Radio. Try it now. Say, play Sabres Radio. Sabres Radio.